It was part of some of the meals served to U.S. troops during World War II. However, you probably don't associate this drink with life in combat. The story of its development is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
If you live near Hastings, Nebraska, you probably know the name Edwin Perkins and the product he developed.
We're still a little unclear as how he really, really landed on Kool-Aid, but he definitely was a tinker, and he had chemists that helped him.
Teresa Kreitzer-Hudson is curator of collections at the Hastings Museum in Hastings, Nebraska. Edwin first brought Kool-Aid to the market in 1927. The product was popular, but World War II soon intervened and brought changes to the drink and those who drank it.
There were the 6 original flavors that included lemon-lime, but the War Department wanted something that was just a lemonade. They wanted it in a powdered form, just like what Kool-Aid was. They had to perfect how to make it into a smaller packet and get that lemon flavor.
Developing lemon-flavored Kool-Aid was important to Edwin's business during the early 1940s.
That's really where it helped him during the war years, when they were rationed on a lot of other stuff to make Kool-Aid. And the other interesting thing that I find is lemon never actually made it to the product Kool-Aid until after Edwin sold it to General Foods.
For those who come here to the Hastings Museum, you'll find much about Edwin Perkins and Kool-Aid, not to mention many other exhibits of interest.
One of the things that we like to talk about is that Edwin's favorite flavor out of his 6 original flavors was raspberry.
And although Edwin sold Kool-Aid long ago, the product continues strong.
In 1953, General Foods bought it, and then through various changes in the corporation and stuff, it went to General Foods and Kraft, and then Kraft, and now we're at Kraft Heinz.
But perhaps what set Kool-Aid apart was not the drink itself, but how Edwin sold it. That's next time. As we travel the countryside in Hastings, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.